We're about to begin a new sugya. We just barely gave a little bit of introduction to it on Thursday, but now we're about to begin it really from scratch. So it's a sugya that doesn't appear in the Gemara per se. Everything that we're going to discuss, hopefully the next 2 days or so, give or take, will have its roots in everything we have been speaking about. All the lumdas and all the yesedas from the Gemara and the Rishayim, the Gedolei Acharonim that we've been spending so much time on, with Reb Chaim, with the Chaschinos, with Rashi Taizim, with what Tashbisa is, when Tashbisa is, who Tashbisa is all going to all converge together to try to answer one basic question. So our next sugi is going to be dedicated to one question. What is a woman's status vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Tashbisa? So of course the starting point is obvious that women should be pturas from Tashbisa because Tashbisa should be a mitzvah seishas man grama. So we will try to analyze why in fact that may very well not be the case. What is it about the mitzvah Tashbisu that potentially may obligate women? So as we mentioned, a great detail, previously, last week is the voice of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim understood that at least within those Rishonim who postulate Reb Yehuda, that Ein B'Yachametz Al Asreifa, that the mitzvah Tashbisu is not really a mitzvah Gavra, it's really a mitzvah Mutavas Al Achevtza. The Chametz is told Ibn Min Ha'olam, and therefore there are specific halachas to how to be mevayed the chametz, has to be davka ayadei sreifa. So if that's the understanding of Tashbisu, that it's a mitzvah sachevtza, so then we could raise a question which really permeates all the mitzvahs eshes man grama. Would we apply the tour of mitzvahs eshes man grama when the goal of the mitzvah, when the emphasis of the mitzvah is not really on the gavra mitzvah of the mitzvah? Since all the examples of mitzvahs eshes man grama are all the makairis for mitzvahs eshes man grama, a mitzvah such as tefillin, mitzvah such as lulav, sukkah, kriyashma, those mitzvahs that speak to the person, maybe one could argue that when we're dealing with mitzvah samutavas ala chavtza, so the mitzvah samutavas ala chavtza, maybe one could argue that the whole cloud of mitzvahs of Yisrael Grover wouldn't be pertinent. So do we have any mokah for this? Just our own thought. The Rav Chiddush was sitting around 3,500 years after the Torah was given, and we're trying to contemplate just on the Atzmeinu, just the Zach Chiddush, that there's no klal of mitzvah Yisrael and Grama to mitzvah Matalos al Chavtza. So the entire sukkah begins with a Ramban in Maseches Kedushin, it's really a Ramban and a Ritva in Maseches Kedushin, where all the Rishonim for that matter, not just the Ramban and the Ritva, are coming to solve an obvious problem in the sukkah, and this is really getting to be where the ball begins. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin of Chavtes and Aleph tells us that a mother is not obligated in the bris milah of her son. How do we know that? It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayera. V'yom al Avraham etzitzav b'no b'nishmar esom k'shetziva isay l'kim. So the Tosh Rapeh emphasizes on the word oso v'lo osa, that the mitzvah was not given to Sari Main, it was only given to Avraham Avinu, and therefore we learn from the Ridul Zairus that a mother is not obligated in milas b'no. So the Rishonim all bothered with the problem. It would appear from Chazal that we need a pasuk to teach us that. I wouldn't have known that on my own. I would have thought that a mother is chayavas in milas b'na. Frek the Rishonim Akasha, what do you mean? Bris milah is a classic example of zman grama. What makes milas zman grama? So you could actually formulate the question really in two ways. Either you could say it's zman grama because you can't do a bris before the 8th day. So you see that it's a zman geirim. But that may be a little bit difficult. That may not necessarily qualify as zman grama because once the 8th day kicks in, then the mitzvah continues forever and ever and ever. So even if you want to tell me that lamaisa, there is a time in the baby's life that you can't do a bris, but that's going to change very, very quickly. And once the 8th day kicks in, it's going to last forever and ever and ever. So we're not quite sure as that calls Zman Grama. Usually Zman Grama means Kriya Shema. You say Kriya Shema for 3 hours in the morning, then you have a break, then tomorrow another 3 hours and a break. Sukkah, so you have a mitzvah sukkah this week, then it takes a break for 51 weeks, then it comes back next year. Shofar comes and goes. Those are classic mitzvah Zman Grama. A mitzvah that has a tchila Zman, but doesn't have a sob Zman, we're not quite sure that's called Zman Grama. So I don't know whether I would want to formulate Mila as being a Zman Grama based on the 8th day. But what I would rather do is formulate Mila as being a Zman Grama because you're only allowed to do a bris b'yom below b'layla. Because the Torah says, v'yayim eshmini, v'yayim below b'layla. So So the din is that under no circumstances, presumably you're allowed to do a bris at night. So that's not a real zman grama. A mitzvah that stops and starts. Ein l'cha zman grama, grama mizeh. That would be a perfect, that would be a classic zman grama. And therefore, the question is, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that bris milah doesn't apply to women, or mother doesn't have to be mal her son? Tepuchlei, that it's a classic zman grama because it's rasa bayoyim v'lo balayim. So that's already a good question. That's already the first question was a little shvach question. The second question is a real shnaki question. So comes the Ramban and answers the question by saying, the Igel Shrushay, the second line, the end of the second line of the Ramban, the second line of the Ramban, the Igel Shrushay, it's the Rechsal Kodai the Chamina, Kip Tiri Noshim, the Mitzvah Shesh Yazman Grama, Hani Nidim, the Mitzvah Begufayu, Gom Tfilin, the Rehelsim Gamrina. Aval Mitzvah Mila Vila Charini, the Ila Shaykhaba, Emi Tachayich, Nidhi Ali Amazin, Shechem Lomu Kamashvila. The Bible, the whole Lange Megillah, the Ramban says, that I would have said that mitzvah seish zman grama only applies to mitzvahs de gufayo, mitzvahs that speak to me. But the mitzvah bris milah that speaks to others, the mitzvah bris milah that I have to do to my son, it's not really my mitzvah, it's to do on the baby. So that kind of a mitzvah, I would have thought, is not subject to the klal of zman grama. Kamash malon, what's the kamash malon? How many is right? It's not a zman grama. The kamash one is the afal pichein. You don't have an obligation because it's the cost of a soul also. So the Rabbat's havamina remains. It stands. It's really a maskana. That the principle of zman grama does not apply to mitzvahs that apply to somebody else. Apply to a different goof, apply to a different item, a different object. It happens to be there's a quirk. And for bris milah, women are also pturos because of the cross of Sabal Osa. But the basic halach, the basic yisod of the Rabban stands that the klal of mitzvah of zman grama was only said. The Klal was only said on mitzvahs which speak to the gufa adam ha'isah, and not to mitzvahs such as milah. So the Chayyim Rabban's yisoid stands. However, yesh ladun within the Ramban's yisoid. What exactly did the Ramban mean? What exactly is included in this yisoid of the Ramban? How far does this Ramban's yisoid, this limitation of the p'tur mitzvahs such as ban grama go? So the Minchas Chinuch, there are a bunch of different Minchas Chinuch here. So one of the Minchas Chinuch here. So the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion about the following mitzvah. He wants to know, are women obligated in the mitzvah of Shemisas Behema on Shabbos? What is it going to be? We know the Torah says, Levanya, Nuach Shorcha B'chamerecha, that a person has to make sure that his animals don't do work on Shabbos. So that mitzvah of Levan Yenuach, Shorcha B'chamerecha, does that mitzvah apply to a woman or not? Is there anything wrong with a woman letting her animal do malach on Shabbos? That's the shayla. So some of you may be wondering, wait a second, isn't it possible in Chumash? Lo sasek malacha atavir v'hemtecha? Isn't it a lav in the Torah? And when it comes to lav in the Torah, there's no distinction between men and women, so don't ask that kasha. Because the lav in the Torah is talking about a little bit of a different scenario, according to many. It's talking about what's called chamer. If a person is actually leading the animal, actually driving the animal, actually working with the animal on Shabbos. If the animal is just working on its own, so the Pasha says, according to many opinions, that's not a lav, that would at worst be a mitzvah esek. So I'm sitting in my dining room on Shabbos. I'm meeting my children, I'm singing Yem Zeh B'chubad, and I know that my animal is outside carrying something out of the Eruv. My animal is wearing something, has something on its back, carrying it out of the Eruv. So that's a mitzvah deraisa. That's a bitul mitzvah deraisa. That's a violation of the Torah of the Yisr of Laman Yenuch Shochav Chamarecha. So because Chiddich is a shaylah, should women be obligated in this mitzvah now? So on the one hand, one can argue, it's a mitzvah seish zman grama. It's only a mitzvah Shabbos, not a mitzvah during the week. So maybe that should be a reason to exempt the women from the mitzvah of Laman Yenuch. So the Mechaz Chinuch raises that as a question. But then Mechas Chinuch backpedals a little bit, and Mechas Chinuch says no. He says that there is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that says explicitly that there is a mitzvah of Shus Behema for women. So he says it's a nice Tichul Torah you can talk about, but the Gemara says Pem Olay that the mitzvah of Shus Behema applies to women. So Mechas Chinuch takes a step back and he says, wait a second, why is it that the mitzvah of Shus Behema applies to women according to my svaras? Well, it should be a mitzvah says Rav Grubba. Says Mechas Chinuch, oh, he discovers it. He discovered the Ramban in Kedusha Chavtas. Says the Mechas Chinuch, what did the Ramban in Kedusha Chavtas tell us? That whenever you have a mitzvah klapei something else, whenever the mitzvah doesn't speak to your goof, but the mitzvah speaks to something else, someone else or something else, says Mechas Chinuch, that's not called Zvan Grubba, that's not governed by the rules by the Torah Zvan Grubba. So Mechas Chinuch extrapolates from this Ramban, just as the Ramban says, that lulei the gzeres hakasav of Yisevel Aisa, I would have concluded that the mitzvah bris milah should apply to a mom, should apply to a woman, because bris milah is a mitzvah klapei achirim. So the Mechas Chinuch went a big jump. Mechas Chinuch said, just as the Rambam says the mitzvah klapei achirim, and the achirim in that sentence is a person, is a child, so your own child. Just as the mitzvah klapei achirim would not have been subject to the p'tur of zman grama, so too a mitzvah klapei achirim has a little bit of a different achirim. It's an animal. There's not drawing any distinction between the achirim of a person or an achirim of the animal. Either one, they're both the same. And therefore, the Chaschina concludes that any time you have a mitzvah klapei others, doesn't matter who the recipient of that chiyuv is. So that's not covered by the Torah's mandate. This is a very famous chiddush in the Mechas Chinuch.
Why is the mitzvah on the behemah not you as a person to make sure your animal is not doing
it? So the Mechas Chinuch is understanding that the mitzvah is to do to something else. So it's not the same as putting on tefillin. Tefillin, the focus is on me, and I have to make sure that I find myself a pair of tefillin. It's not that there's a mitzvah that tefillin have to be worn. The mitzvah is on me. When it comes to Shus Behema, the mitzvah is my animal has to refrain from work. And my animal doesn't have a chiyuv chavshus. So the Torah doesn't give mitzvahs to animals. So I, as the bialim and the animal, are responsible to make sure that my animal doesn't do work. What do you want? Torah says, the father has a chiyuv to be bal v'sah. The father has a chiyuv, and the Torah says the mother. Okay. You're asking a very, very long question. Hang on for what you're asking. It's a very, very long question. So again, let's just chazer for a second what the Mechas Chinuch's cheshbon was. So the Mechas Chinuch has a Gemara in Shabbos. It says, b'feirush, the women are obligated in the mitzvah of Shvi Sibahiba. He doesn't understand why that should be so. It doesn't make any sense. It breaks the rules of Zman Grama. Says, Mechas Chinuch, the answer must be because the mitzvah of Shvi Sibahiba is a mitzvah klapi achirim. And I am Ramban in Kedusha Chavtas, that mitzvah klapi achirim is not subject to the rules of Zman Grama. So what's bothering me about this, Mechas Chinuch? I already gave it away. What's bothering me? There was a leap of faith in Mechas Chinuch. What was a leap of faith in Mechas Chinuch? What did he jump from?
From a human to an animal.
Human to an animal. So that's a big, big jump. There's something more to it than that. Something else, something even almost deeper, something more profound that's bothering me about this. I want to fine-tune the Ramban exactly, because if we can use this Ramban as the beginning...
Isn't the Ramban to do a mitzvah towards someone else, where Shavisa's behavior is fundamentally on something else, completely separate of whatever you do?
Okay. So we're going to see if we can fine-tune this equation or question this equation. Everybody say, Yesh Lachkor. What the nature of the mitzvah of bris milah for a father to a son is? There is no question that what's supposed to happen is, for Yom Alam, which is, we know, there's a mitzvah of Deiris, that a father has the first craft, he has the first dance to do the mitzvah bris milah. Now we're not even beginning to discuss now if the father doesn't know how to do it, doesn't know how to do it. Shlichas, that's hopefully a later sugyah and of Zion that comes up. But there's no question that the starting point is father does the bris milah. If the father doesn't get around to doing the bris milah, then the beis din is supposed to do the bris milah. And there's also no question that if nobody got around to doing the bris milah, what happens when this kid turns 13? Who does the mitzvah fall on? Squarely on? On his shoulders. He becomes chayav in mitzvahs. So there's no question that every Jewish male ultimately has to answer for the fact that he has to receive a bris milah. What is supposed to happen is that the father is supposed to do it way before this kid reaches anywhere near bar mitzvah. Yesh lach or yesh ladun, how to understand what's going on. What are the mechanics of this almost levels of obligations that needs to be bris milah? So one can understand it one of two ways. One can understand that the primary chiyuv of a bris milah is on the person himself. Every Jewish male is responsible to make sure he's not an oral. How does that happen? So HaKadosh Baruch had rachmanus on us. HaKadosh Baruch wanted that the bris milah should take place on the eighth day. And therefore, he had rachmanus on us. Rather than saying to the baby, hey, you little baby, at the age of 8 days, make sure you get yourself a mile. No, come on. The baby's not going to be able to do that. So the Torah said, you know what? Let's put somebody responsible for this child. Let's put the person responsible to take care of all the chiyuv of the child. We'll call him the father. The role of the father in bris milah is to help the child dispense his obligation, but it's fundamentally his obligation. It's fundamentally the baby's chiyuv to have his own bris milah. It's just this brayer, it's the yefshah for the little eight-day-old baby to do it. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu Chachmasa wanted the bris to be on the eighth day, the only practical, logistical way to do it is to make the father do it. But when the father's doing the bris, when the father's hiring the mile, the father's asking the mile, the father's doing it ke'en shliach of the child. The real chiyuv is munach on the child, munach on the child. The father's doing it b'tayras, the quasi shliach, apotropis, avabe, whatever you want to call him. But he's not acting on his own. It's not really his mitzvah. It's his mitzvah to make sure that the child fulfills his mitzvah. His is referring to the child. Is that the pshat? Well, that's not the pshat. It's a mitzvah satayra. That a father has a chiv to be malas kid. The same way I wake up the way I have to put on tefillin. I wake up on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, I got to go shav. I wake up the first day, success, shake a lulav. If I have a baby boy that's born the eighth day, I wake up the eighth day, baruch abu, here I am. So, rachanim al shmaina. Baruch Abba, I have to fulfill the mitzvah of Vayam Hashmini Yibah B'Sar Allah Sa'ad Zechiv will tell us everything. It happens to also be a halacha that if I don't get around doing what I'm doing and the Bezin is negligent and the kid turns bar mitzvah, that he has his own mitzvah, Yibah L'Chem Kol Zohar. But the kid's mitzvah, the age of bar mitzvah, begins at bar mitzvah, doesn't start now. The chiv to do milah now is that the father is an independent chiv. So this is Yaduah Mefurus of a famous machlokes, famous shayla. And then hopefully the Zion is going to come back to this because this is going to become critical in terms of some of the sugyas of brachas and milah. Some of the sugyas of brachas of the biggest chomets. It's going to become a labor of sugya later on of Zion. So the chora, if you take the approach that the father's chiyuv is not really a chiyuv of the father. The chiyuv doesn't begin, doesn't end with the father. The real chiyuv of bris milah is on the baby himself. The father just being asked to step up to the plate and be the shaliach and help the son do his own chiyuv. If that's the longest in the chiyuv of a father, the quote unquote chiyuv of a father, lamo chavei, so then what did the Ramban tell us? The Ramban tells us gaval gavor. The Ramban said, when you're passing up a shayla of zman garama, you have to decide, who's the bachiyuv here? Whose mitzvah is it? So if the mitzvah is the woman's potential obligation, then we can discuss zman garama. So we're being done, does this woman have to hear shofar? So shofar is a mitzvah, but tell us a gavra. So if this woman is a gavra, she's a woman, she's not a man, so she doesn't have a chiyuv to hear the shofar. The mitzvah of tefillin is the mitzvah that tells us gufa adam. So if you're a type of a person who doesn't have a chiyuv mitzvah, you don't have to put on tefillin. But when it comes to bris milah, up the Ramban, the chiyuv doesn't begin with you. The chiyuv begins with the kid. The kid is his man. The kid's a chayv. The kid's a man. He's a boy. That's why he's getting a bris. Of course he's a boy. So since the chiyuv is on the boy, and the mother's role is simply to help the child fulfill his obligation, but the mechuyav b'davar is really truly the baby himself. So that's what the Ramban meant to say, that b'chi ha'gavna, you can't invoke zman garama, because the mechuyav b'davar is someone who's mechuyav b'mitzvah esesh zman garama. So one of the Gedolei Acharonim is quoted in the footnotes of Mechas Chinuch, the Teres Chaim. So he says, that's all the Ramban meant. He didn't mean more, he didn't mean any less. If that's the lumdus of the Ramban, what in the world's left to do with Shvisas B'Hema? But Anybody in their right mind say that the animal was really chayiv in Shvi'is Beim? Really, the emes is all animals have to keep Shabbos. It's just that the animal does that b'chiv chavshus, therefore I'm doing it on their behalf. What's the joke? Because the Tzaddik says that. Shvi'is Beim, the mitzvah is that you have to make sure that you, your animals don't do malach on Shabbos. So comes the Torah, Chaim and says, what is Michas Chaim talking about? He said, haven't you been medamim Muslim mills? Haven't you taken the Ramban and say, oh, the Zemim is v'dof in Ramban, that anytime there's a mitzvah that speaks to something or somebody else, so then it's bound to all the rules fall by the wayside. Lo ha yitvah me'ayim, says the Torah, Chaim. The Ramban only meant to say, by bris milah, because the nature of the mitzvah bris milah is on the baby. What would the Michas Chaim respond back to the Torah, Chaim? The Michas Chaim would respond back and say, no. The mitzvah b'smila is not on the baby. The mitzvah b'smila is on the father. So, what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that even though the mitzvah is on the father, but since the mitzvah is to do to something, what's the difference whether the something is a someone or a something? If the Ramban held that the chiv is fundamentally on the father, the afa pichein, it's not subject to Zman Grama, because whenever you have a mitzvah that's although given to you, you are the bar chiyuva. There is no other bar chiyuva. But your chiyuv is klape something else. That's not called Zman Grama. So the Michas Chinuch said the moshul to behem is the same. Just as the Ramban said that my chiyuv klape my son is not subject to Zman Grama, so to my chiyuv klape my behem is not shaft to Zman Grama. So the chari, this nekudas amachloikis within the Michas Chinuch and the Teres Chaim is critical in understanding what the Ramban did or did not say, because that's going to enable us to extend this Ramban to other scenarios. The Ramban very, very locked in, according to Teres Chaim, it's not much locked into Bris Milah. There's no relevance outside of Bris Milah, kibat none. According to Michas Chinuch, the sky is the limit. You find a mitzvah that's clapped by something else. It doesn't matter whether it's something else or somebody else or something else, whether it's b'chuyubadav or non-b'chuyubadav, nothing really matters. Any and every time you have a mitzvah klapi something, that mitzvah is automatically not subject to Zman Grama. So even if we're going to take the all-expansive, all-encompassing view of Michas Chinuch and begin to take this Ramban and branch out with this Ramban, and of course eventually end up in Chometz, we're not so sure we want to build whole, you know, all cases based on this Ramban, because quite frankly, we don't think most of the Rishonim buy into this Ramban. In fact, we know for a fact that probably most of the Rishonim don't buy into the Ramban. Which Rishonim don't buy into the Ramban? Any Rishonim asks the same question as the Ramban and give a radically different answer. If you don't give the Ramban's answer, even by Bris Milah, you don't give the Ramban's answer. So then we can't even begin to discuss expanding this Ramban out of Bris Milah. Even by Bris Milah itself, it's not correct. Which other great Rishonim did not go down the root of the Ramban? So this question is a very, very famous question. Why is it that you need a special pasuk for Bris Milah? Does anyone know the other answers? Some of the simpler answers to this question? Anyone know? I didn't put it in my comments, I should put up. Tosfos, what's the famous Tosfos? What does Tosfos say?
That because there's a halakha that says you can even do the Bris Milah at night,
Oh, so Tosfos in Kedushin of Chavteh says that there is a machlekes at Tanoim in Masechet Yevamos. When we say that a meal has to be bayom, bayom hashmini, bayom lo b'layla, there's a machlekes at Tanoim. One Tana says that means bayom hashmini is bayom lo b'layla. If you're doing a bris of the eighth day, then you can't do it on the eighth night. But let's say the baby was sick, he's laid the bris of day 25. So if you're doing the bris of day 25, bris of the day, you can do the bris whenever you want, bayom yom bayom b'layla. So there's one Tana, but Lazarim Shimon holds that way. We happen not to paskin that way. We hold Bayom Hashmini applies, Bayom Lo Malayla applies across the board. So Taisa says that Lidin that we paskin that Bayom Lo Malayla applies to any and every bris, even a Mila Shalob is mana, says Taisa's bris Mila is Takazman Grama, and there's no need for a pasuk. And you don't need Osovala Osa. The only reason why the Gemara quoted Osovala Osa was to suffice that one lone time of Elizabeth Shimon, we're not in paskin like, who says that Bris Milah is not a Zman Grama, because it's no Egbein Beyom Beyom Beyom, according to that Tana, that's what we need a Pasuk. So according to those in Kedushin, the whole Ramban doesn't even get off the ground. The whole razzle dazzle shukal the Ramban, that Bris Milah doesn't lend itself to the Ptur Zman Grama, is Bechal not true. Anyone know another answer to this Kasha? The Taisus in the Gila gives a different answer to this Kasha? Tosfos Megillah says that Bris Milah is not subject to the rules of Zman Grama, because Bris Milah is a super duper chomer mitzvah. It's more chomer than all the other mitzvahs essays. What is it? Yesh Bekaris. Now, the truth is, the father doesn't really have karis. The father doesn't malas kid, he doesn't have karis. The kid himself, but by mitzvah, doesn't do a milah, he's chayav karis. But the mitzvah of milah is a mitzvah chomer b'yaisa. The mitzvah of milah has that added component, that added dimension of chumrah, and that added dimension of chumrah doesn't lend itself to the coolness of to the heter, to the p'tur of Zman Grama. So that's a totally different answer. Mamash from left field, the Taisim Masechet Megillah quotes. So Bein Lefi Taisim Megillah, Bein Lefi Taisim Kedushin. The one thing the common denominator is the Ramban is not right. So the Ramban is for sure not right. So the Ramban himself is not right. Is not accepted. Obviously, you can't begin to extrapolate from this Ramban to other cases. So Hayetzim Edvar Mebei say, we're not learning Bris Milah now. We're not learning Shrisas Behima now. We're learning Teshbisu. We want to know, is a woman Chayavus in Teshbisu or not? So, we're looking for reasons for the Chayav the women. Our starting point was, the baseline was Pturos. It's a mid-session Zman Grama, so you start off the Pturos. Elawat, let's try to build a case at the Chayavah. So case number one was, based on the Ramban. Now, you have to, three things have to be true in order to invoke this Ramban. First of all, the Ramban has to be true. Number two, the Minchas Chinuch's version of the Ramban has to be true. That it's not enough to limit the Ramban and say that, no, the Ramban was only talking about Bris Milah, because Bris Milah, there's a chiv on the person. No, that's not what the Ramban meant. The Ramban meant any and every time you have a chiv, klape something else. If the focus is klape something else, that's subject to the kul of the Ramban. To the din of the Ramban, there's no Zman Grama. What else, of course, has to be true? What's the third piece of the puzzle has to be true? The Ramban has to be true. The Minchas Chinuch's version of the Ramban has to be true. What's the third piece? Yeah, Reb Chaim has to be true, and there's a fourth piece. Not only must Reb Chaim be true, but what else has to happen? You have to pass him like who? Like Reb Yehuda. Those are four assumptions. If any one of those assumptions goes, then enough of what you said, enough of the whole thing just caved in. So that's a lot to build on. I didn't say it's not true. I just said that there are an awful lot of different pieces of the puzzle have to, all the pieces have to add together, have to all fit in together in order to come to this conclusion. So again, our goal is, our agenda is to find the reason why our wives and our daughters, our mothers should have some Teshbisu. That's what we want. That's the end game. So we care about the razzle-dazzle Shtichot Torah. We invoke the Ramban. In the process, we learn two different ways of reading the Ramban. We also realize that this is only true if Reb Chaim is true, and it's only true if Reb Yehuda is true within Reb Chaim. So, well, a lot of things have to fit together.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Did Torah's time explain the Gemara that says Shvisos Behemoth is following a woman?
Lo chaser other reasons why. We'll have to see as we go on. Okay? Very good, very good. So I say, let's put Teshbisu on the back burner just for a moment, maybe longer than a moment, so we'll come back to it a little bit later. I want to go back to Minchas Chinuch again, because Minchas Chinuch is really an eye-opener. Minchas Chinuch told us a chiddush that the reason why women are chayavos and shvisos behema, again, the fact that women are chayavos and shvisos behema, you can't argue, that's a fair shigma. The reason is because of this notion of mitzvah klape achim. Anytime there's a mitzvah klape somebody else, that's a game changer in the sugya's mind grabber. So I want to analyze that for a little while. I don't know whether we're going to get back to Shabbos even today, but I want to analyze this Minchas Chinuch a little bit. Just what are some of the ramifications of this Minchas Chinuch? There is a Gemara in the second parak of Maseches Kedushin, where the Gemara tells a very, very strange story. The person was Mekadosh and Isha, with Perish Shvius. Perish Shvius. Why should that impact on whether the Kedushin is Chal or not? Because Perish Shvius are also what? In addition to all the other halachas that go on Perish Shvius, they also belong to who? To nobody, the Hefker. There's a din of the Torah, but Shvius Tishbetenu and Tashta, that anything that grows during the Shnas HaShmita has to be Hefker. Now, there are certain things that grow during the Shnas HaShmita that Lamaisi and Alari, we're not even talking about those things. Say fruit of a tree. It's the fruit of a tree, nothing goes wrong. It's Mutlach Adchila, eat it. The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah writes, maybe according to some ways of reading the Ramban, maybe a mitzvah to eat it. But whatever it is, there's a concept of conditions per shvius. There's an absolute requirement by shvius shvitanatash. The per shvius have to be hefker. So the Mishnah in Kedushin talks about a person who's mekadesh and isha with per shvius, and the Gemara makes the observation that those kedushin may or may not work depending on some details in terms of mekadesh, behefker, begazel, etc. That those payers were definitely hefker. It's not even up for discussion. Those payers were hefker. What do you see from this Gemara? The Gemara is not telling you a whole all the dim details of Echoshviyas. The sugya is in a sense kedushin. What do you see clear from Chazal? That payros shviyas of a who? Of a woman are hefker. That's the thing we're talking about. That these women had some perishviyas. The man went ahead and he stole the perishviyas. Then he used them to be mekadesh. So Gemara talks about the possibility where the condition is that chal in light of the fact that the perish shvius were hefker. No, what's the kasher? I say, what made the perish shvius hefker? The Torah is mitzvah. My shvius to shpatenu natashta. You have to be mafki a perish shvius. Who remembers last time we quoted this pasuk? My shvius to shpatenu natashta. This is the source for the principle of hefker in the Torah. How do you know such a principle? Where did hefker come from? So the Rishami says, Yesh techa, Natisha kazo, Shvius tish petem natasha. The Torah describes the model of being mafke per shvius. So you see that the Torah understands, the Torah accepted this model of the Yimaminis, that you can be mafke something. According to Taisus, Shalchai Torah, Tal Rosh Alachayim, his hefke is called Shalachayim, because it doesn't belong to you. So the Gemara is clear that per shvius of a woman are hefke. Problem, no, what's the problem? Red flag down. What's the problem? The mitzvah says, remember? Vashvius is pretending to tashta. There's a mitzvah that's in the Torah to be mafki, pay Vashvius, but it's only 177 years. Now it's the 60. I'm not in the chuv to do a hefker by perish now. It's not perish Vashvius. So how could the Gemara say such a milz nipshita, perish of a woman or hefker? What happened to the mitzvah? What happened to the klal? The mitzvah says, Shazaban Grama. That's the famous kasha. Famous kasher. No, give me an answer. But I say, give me a simple answer. If you were the Michas Chinuch, what would you say? The mitzvah is klape the fruit. That means my mitzvah is to be mafke the fruit. So since the mitzvah is geared towards the chevtzah, towards the item, towards the object, that's not something to do. It says yes, my grubber. Now, if you want to pin that on the Ramban, that would be a little bit shaky. Why? Because that would only make sense if you go down the Mechassidim's version of the Ramban. If you go down the Teres Chaim's version of the Ramban never really said, mitzvahs klape achirim, a not called Zman Grama. All the Ramban meant to say was, a mitzvah where there's an achirim who's the Bar Chiyuva. Like the case of the Kotel. Kotel is the Bar Chiyuva. So when you have a Kotel as the Bar Chiyuva, that's called not subject to the Zman Grama. But when you have a mitzvah which involves something else, but there's no fruit are not b'nei chiyuva. The same way animals are not b'nei chiyuva. So if you hold that the Ramban never really said this all-encompassing statement, he only said that the gabe babies who are fundamentally b'nei chiyuva, just they're not quite yet bar mitzvah, but the mitzvah speaks to them. So if you hold that, water down the version of the Ramban, very, very limited version of the Ramban, then you're not going to be able to invoke this principle to understand the Gemara Kedushin. But this Gemara Kedushin seems to be a pretty good support for Mechasimach. This is a really, really good support for Mechasimach. This is a really, really good svar to say the reason why women are obligated to mitzvah of Hefker Meshvias is the Afka for this reason, because it's a mitzvah klape acherim. So which Achron would we most expect to be jumping for joy right now? Right? You would expect the Mechas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Lahavke Per Shviyitz. You would expect the Mechas Chinuch to be saying, I told you so. This is my Yisoid. This is my Ramban. Not like my colleague, the Teres Chaim. I've been right all along. One would accept the Mechas Chinuch to be waving this with joy and pride. This is his Yisayid. And it's Pilei Ploim on the Heilige Mechas Chinuch. But Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalet has a long, long discussion, a page and a half discussion about why the reality is that Perish Shvius of women are Hefker. And what does he not say? What we would have expected him to say. What happened to what he said back, way, way back by Shvisas Behemah? What happened to this whole Yisoid that we developed the name of Chassidus, this whole Ramban, his razzle-dazzle, all-expansive Ramban? So when it comes to Bereshvius, where he could have used it so easily, he's quiet. Strachim Rav, you don't understand why. What does he say in Bereshvius? He does have work cut out for Bereshvius. Or, in effect, what would the Torah's Chaim say about Bereshvius? What would the Taizim who don't buy into the Ramban, the Chalal say? Everyone's got the answer to Bereshvius, Shaila. So what would the answer be in Bereshvius? And Chassidus takes a long, long, long-winded two explanations as to why he thinks the Gemara Kedushin presents that the fruit of women is Hefkedur and Shasa Shvita. One is the Yisoid that relates to Bisesh Shazman Grama, and one is the Yisoid that relates to Perishvias. So this is really an aside part of the Shia. We would have loved him if Chassidus would have invoked his own Yisoid from Shus Behemoth. That would have given us even more credibility. That would have made us feel more comfortable with his version of the Ramban. But he shies away from it. It almost makes trouble for himself. Because by giving us two different answers to the Gemara in Kedushin, he takes away the oomph of that Gemara. He takes away the strength of that Gemara has been a raya for him. So what are the two approaches that the Chassidus does go down to explain what's really going on in the Gemara in Kedushin? So what impacts on Zman Grom in the following way? A very, very long discussion about Zman Grom. What would you say about the following scenario? I have a mitzvah, but there is no limit on time. This mitzvah could exist la'olam la'olam hayah, by day, by night, on a Yom Chol, on a Shabbos and Yontif, this year, next year, following year. There is no time on the clock or calendar that I will ever be able to point to and say this mitzvah doesn't apply. So why in the world would anybody in their wildest dreams call this as Zman Grama? I'll tell you why. The engine that drove this mitzvah was a Zman. There was a certain Zman on the clock, on the calendar, that was directly responsible for this mitzvah coming into existence. And if not for that Zman, this mitzvah wouldn't exist. But the mitzvah takes on a life in and of itself. And although the mechayim of the mitzvah involved the Zman, the niyug of the mitzvah does not have a Zman. Am I talking in riddles? Maybe. So I want you to think of such a mitzvah. Think of a mitzvah that the actual niyug of the mitzvah knows no time limitations whatsoever. But if not for a specific time in the clock or calendar, this mitzvah never would have gotten started. What? Chris Mila has a niyug limitation also. To what? Perishvias, by golly! What a great chance. A good choice. Tell me about Perishvias. Let's hear it. If I have an apple that has Kedusha Shvias on it, and it's 45 years later, maybe apple wasn't the best example. I have a barrel of wine from Shemitah grapes. 45 years later, is there a mitzvah lahafkir perishvias? Absolutely. Right now, am I in the Shnasa Shemitah? No. 45 years, I'm halfway in the middle of the cycle. There is a mitzvah that knows no time bound. Once I have Perishvias, the mitzvah of Hafkiram is the Olam Olamayim. Ela what? I couldn't have gotten Perishvias unless something happened. Whatever happened to be the engine to drive the mitzvah of Hafkir Perishvias? I had to have what phenomena had to occur? The Shnasa Shemitah. Peres that grew in the 7th year, not that grew in the 4th year, not that grew in the 8th year, not that grew in the 1st year, not that grew in the 25th year. Peres that grew in the 7th year are Chalandam Kedushas Perishvias, which is the Mechayev of Lafkiram. Is that called Zman Grama? That's a very, very funny scenario. Because there's no limitation in the Niyuga Mitzvah. On the other hand, there is very much a limitation in the engine that drove the Chiyuga Mitzvah. Could somebody stretch that to be called Zman Grama? If the answer to that question is yes, that's also called Zman Grama. So that's not going to bode well for the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. But the answer to the question is, no, that's not called Zman Grama. That doesn't qualify as Zman Grama. You don't go Basa the Ikar Mechayiv, you go Basa the Niyuv right now, and therefore Perish Shvi'ez, the half Perish Shvi'ez is not called Zman Grama, then the Gemara Kedushin is easily understandable. It doesn't give any credibility to the theory of the Mechas Chimik by Shvi'ez Behema, the Mitzvah Klape, others are not called Zman Grama. And we have a really, really good yeshua for that one condition, but have to pay a shvius. So we have to test that hypothesis. What is the din? So I need another mitzvah now. I need some precedent. It's a very dachistic question. We're learning the sugya of Zman Grama. Today's shiur is not about psachim, if you haven't noticed. That's why we haven't even opened up a Gemara yet, unlike all the other days. So we're really learning the sugya of Zman Grama. We're going to plug it into Nashu Mitzvah Tashbisu. But we're fine-tuning. We want to know about, is that Gemara in Maseches Kedushin that says Pem Mole, that the perishvius of women is hefker? There's no shayla whatsoever. So we thought, that must be based on the Mechas Chinuch and Shvi'ez Behema, based on the Rabban by Bris Mila, together with Reb Chaim and Reb Yehuda. That's the reason why women have to Mitzvah Shvi'ez. And now we're backpedaling and saying, no. Maybe we have another reason why perishvius is not called Zman Grama. The other reason is because the Niyug is Nehiz Liyolim Void. But we're not quite sure what goes into defining Zman Grama. Zman Grama based on the Ikar Mechayiv and based on the Niyuv. No, I need another Rai, I need another mitzvah. Think through all the different mitzvahs that you have. Orla. Orla, that was a lot.
Tzitzis.
Now we're talking. No, let's hear about tzitzis a little bit. Why do you think tzitzis is Zman Grama? Because the Gemara says,
whether it's a day,
bag, or... Let's back up for a minute. The Gemara says, Arisim also, Prat, Luxus, Laila. Tzitzis doesn't apply at night, right? So the Gemara says, because we paskin, Arisim also, Prat, Laila, it's actually Machlekes, Reb Shimon, the Rabban. We paskin, Reb Shimon, this one, that tzitzis is excluded from Arisim also. Therefore, it's a Zman Grama, and therefore women don't have to wear tzitzis. The Gemara says, the Feirish, if you deny that Rasha, other Tanan didn't even buy into Arisim also. They said, that's not true, Arisim also is not a point there of Laila. Some time held that women are chayavas and tzitzis in Achanam. The Gemara says the Feirish. Of course, one of them, Rabbi Yehuda, used to insist that his wife, when she had a foregone garment, he would put tzitzis on the garment because he held that she was chayavas. But we, the Gemara, we don't pass that. We pass that, like Rabbi Shimon, that women are exempt from tzitzis because it's Zman Grama. What makes it Zman Grama? Because Laila allows man tzitzis. So Yaduah Mefurasa Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, what do those words mean? Laila allows man tzitzis. So who remembers? Machlekes, Rambam and the Rosh. So the Rambam holds, Pshuto Kimashmo, Laila loves man tzitzis. At night, you don't wear tzitzis. In the daytime, you wear tzitzis. Says the Rambam, I couldn't care less whether you're wearing a four-cornered shirt or a four-cornered pair of pajamas. When the sun is shining, you have to wear tzitzis, and when it's dark, you don't have to wear tzitzis. That's what Risa Masal means. However, the Rosh and Rabbi Natan have a different understanding of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Risa Prat. The Gemara doesn't say Prat La Laila. You know what it says? Prat La Sus Laila. If you have a garment that's identified with wearing at night, you have a pair of pajamas that's four-cornered, you do not have to put tzitzis on that pair of pajamas, even if you happen to be wearing it in the daytime, and vice versa. If you're wearing a four-cornered day garment at night, you do have to wear tzitzis. Therefore, it's worth it for us to keep a tzitzis on at night, because at least according to the Rosh, we're getting a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, we're not getting anything. We're wearing tzitzis after dark. According to the Rosh, we're still getting a mitzvah there, Isaac, because Abba got a b'yuchim liyayim. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin that it's a sfeik d'dina, therefore we would not make a bracha unless both conditions are met. But l'maisa, machleik is the Rambam the Rosh. According to the Rambam, that tzitzis being exempt by Laila is a function of Yom versus Laila, it is obvious why tzitzis is Zman Grama. It's a classic Zman Grama. It only applies X amount of hours, doesn't apply the other X amount of hours. But according to the Rosh, we're in a big, big, big pickle. Because according to the Rosh, tzitzis applies at night. It's a quarter to one now, and in 4 hours, but it's going to be dark already. 4.5 hours, going to be pitch black. I'm still going to be wearing my baguette shiyahim, and I'm still going to be yaitzim mitzvah tzitzis. According to the Rosh, give me a moment on the clock, there's no tzitzis. There is no moment. Rabbi Yitzchak Tzitzis Bein 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 Bein. So why is it called Zman Grama? Why is the Gemara say that it's Zman Grama? So obviously, according to the Rosh, Zman Grama is not a function of when the mitzvah is neheges, but if part of the mechaye, part of the engine that's driving the chiyuv, is a Zman-oriented factor, that's also called Zman Grama. So now, comes the Chas Chinuch, a mitzvah peidal, and begins to connect all the dots. He says, wait a second. Let's go back to the drawing board of Perishvias. We know for a fact that women's Perishvias is Hefker. So Perishvias, you can't argue. That's the end game. Nobody can argue with that conclusion. How did we get here? Why is that so? Isn't Lahavki Perishvias a mitzvah says Shazban Grama? So Mechazchino says, no, not so fast. Maybe it's not Shazban Grama for the following reason. Because the mitzvah Lahavki Perishvias applies for eternity, once it was Perishvias. So the Bichsu said, wait a second. According to the Rosh, that is not a reason to be Mafkir the Shem, it says Shazban Grama. Because he has the equation, it's a godless Mechaschinach, the Ga'inus of Mechaschinach. He's comparing Tzitzis to Perishvias. The Mamish exact, if I would have told him before the Shia started, I'm going to compare Tzitzis to Perishvias, he would have thought I'm crazy. Says Mechaschinach, no, it's the same thing. According to the worldview of the Rosh, they're both mitzvahs that are no hagas, le'olam v'ad. There's no time in the clock ever that the mitzvah stops. But they both have that component that they didn't start until a zman-oriented mechayev. In the case of tzitzis, it's yayim, because you need a ksus yayim. In Perishvias, it's a shnas ha-shvias. But since there is part of the component, part of the mechayev is zman-oriented, thus it's called zman grama. So says the Mechaz Chinuch, I want to know why are women obligated to have Perishvias according to the Rosh? It's not going to help me. According to the Rosh, I have no reason to explain why. According to the Rambam, I got it. According to the Rambam, as long as the mitzvah is no heges, the olam void, so loch pop me klalukal, I couldn't care less about what the mechayev was. If there's no limitation to the need of the mitzvah, and that's not called Zman Grama. That's where women are going to have the Beish Shvi'is. But according to the Rosh, the Chassidus is still in the pickle. So the Chassidus is not willing to give up yet. So if I was writing the Chassidus, you know what I would have said at this point? I would have said, aha, let me tell you why. Who should he quote? Let me tell you a real good reason why it's not Zman Grama. Who should he quote? Himself. By Shvi'is Behema. And he's silent. He doesn't do that. The Chassidus goes down another route. Because you know the dichli, he's destroying it for himself. Says the Chassidus, I'll give you another reason why. And listen to this. Women, up two rows, lahav kiperishvias. Yep, you heard it right here. There is no chia for women to be mount kiperishvias. You heard it. Kash is better than the teretz. Says man, grandma, women up two rows. Small technical problem, what? Against the Gemara Kedushin. What's the answer? Who's on Mechaz Chinuch?
The fruits become Hafka themselves.
Oh. Comes Mechaz Chinuch and says, what is this grandiose mitzvah called Lahafka Perishmas? Vashliyas Tishbeten on the Tashma. So comes Mechaz Chinuch and says, Yesh Lachkor, famous Hakir of Mechaz Chinuch. There's a loaded Mechaz Chinuch, this one, it's a Pedal. Yesh Lachkor. What's the nature of this mitzvah of Lahav Kiperishvias? Yes, Pshat, that if you're not mafkir them, they don't become pefkir. They grew in your field. The field belongs. You don't have to be mafkir your field in Shemitah. You have to be mafkir the payers. My field is still mine, even in the Shemitah. I can't work on it, but it's still my field, and ominous. Kol Zman, I'm not mafkir the payers, so they're not hefkir. The mitzvah is lahav kiperishvias, and doing my mitzvah will result in the chalei shem of hefker. Well, maybe we got it totally wrong. Perish shvias on their own are hefker. You know who's maf kiperishvias? The Torah is maf kiperishvias. But shvias tishbetenu natashta is a statement of fact, not a statement of tzivoy. So what is the tzivoy in the tashta? What am I supposed to do? What is the Torah? If they have credit, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to do what? No. I'm supposed to act with them as if they're hefker. Namely, what should I not be doing? I shouldn't be locking up my field. I shouldn't be pushing people away from taking them. I shouldn't be grabbing them all for myself. Those are not things that you do generally with hefker. I shouldn't be acting like an owner of those fruits. The mitzvah is for me to sign off on the hefker ha-teira. If I choose to do so, that's wonderful, and I get brownie points in Shemayim. And if I don't, so I'm a ba'al aveira, I'm a vatal mitzvah essay. But in terms of dini mamon, it's the fruit of hefker, whether I like it or not. A radical, radical issue, a fundamental issue that Chizkiyah is raising. What are the ABCs of Peir Shviyas? The ABCs of Hefker Peir Shviyas? Is Hefker Peir Shviyas waiting for the Gavra to be Mafkir, and it calls money that Mafkir, they're not Hefker? Or is Lahavke Peir Shviyas a reality that Torah creates? And you are mitzvah simply to sign along. My Nafkamina, Gaval Nafkamina, Gabay Nashim. If you hold that Hefker Peir Shviyas are waiting for you to be Mafkir them, so then, guess what? Women don't have a chiv, because they're this is just Bangroma. So Gemara Kiddush doesn't make any sense. But if you go down the other route, that Hefker Peir Shviyas happens all by itself, so then, what's the Shaila? What's there to discuss? The Gemara Kiddush simply said that the fruit are Hefker. The Gemara did not say women have to play the game of Hefker. The Gemara just said the fruit are Hefker. You know why the fruit are Hefker? Because the fruit are Hefker. Of course, the Malka, the Tehwe, the Malka, the fruit. Whether or not women have an obligation to go along with that, we'll write a sefer about it. Says my grandma, we'll address it. Next class, we talk about women's obligation. Mitzvahs, we'll talk about it. But that's not the topic. The Gemara Kedusha. The Gemara Kedusha is talking about the imam. The fruit is hefker because the fruit is hefker. So if you go down that route, then the Gemara Kedusha is meaningless. It's totally bottled up. There's no meaning at all for our discussion. Just as an aside, anyone saw the Michas Chinuch? That approach to Chizkiyah, that Peir Shviyas is of course the Malka, it kind of happens by itself, and your mitzvah is to say ditto to the Chalos HaTorah? Does that sound eerily familiar to something?
That's Chometz.
That's who? Which Rishon?
Ramban.
That's the Ramban, it's Chometz. That is Bitul Chometz of the Ramban. That's Bitul Chometz of the Ramban. That's exactly what it is. It's saying ditto to the reality. The reality on the ground is the chometz is bottle anyway. Because it's also by no, any mishis shalada. You are mitzvah simply to sign off on what the Torah already declared. So what the Ramban said by chometz, the chasidim said kimat verbatim by hefker peir shviyas. It's an interesting idea that almost crosses the lines a little bit of halacha and hashkafa that sometimes the Torah presents a model where a certain reality takes place, whether you like it or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a certain reality, a spiritual reality on the ground, and you are asked to sign off on it. Our mitzvah is to simply go along with what the Rebbeinu Shalom already did. We're supposed to say ditto to the Rebbeinu Shalom's chaloisim, maskim daigel das Torah. Sometimes the halacha is formulated in that manner. And sometimes it's very, very different. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves it hanging for us. The other side in the Michas Chinuch Chakira. The Hefker Peir Shviyas don't happen on their own. If you do what you're supposed to do, then it happens. And if you chose not to, then it doesn't happen. So very often in the world of Halacha and Machshava, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, creates the status quo, and our job is simply to sign off on it. And sometimes Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives it the adenu to literally to create yesh miayim. Even though I'm referring to chaloisim of hefker, I can think about a similar kind of a thing. These are the other chaloisim, also dinim mamonos related chaloisim of hektish. Sometimes the Torah says, "This is kadosh, whether you like it or not. Your job is simply to sign off." And sometimes the Torah says, no. You are called upon to be Makdish. If you're a Makdish, you're named Kodesh. Anyone knows what I'm referring to? Certain Kabbanos, a Kodesh. My name is a tricky one. My name is you are asked to do something. Bechor. The Torah says, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Kodesh Nechol Bechor. Kol Bechor, Taktish Lashem Akecha. It was a joke. What do you mean, Tavdish L'Shem L'Kecha? It's Kodesh anyway. Whether you like it, whether you're screaming and yelling, I don't want it to be Kodesh, it's Kodesh anyway. It's Kodesh Beleida. Pet Erechem, Tor Erechem Lach. What is the mitzvah? Tavdish L'Shem L'Kecha. What's the mitzvah? Kodesh L'Kecha. The Gemara in the Dharam says, Alpha Pisha Kodesh Rebeil, the mitzvah Lebe Kodesh. There's a mitzvah to say when the firstborn is born, Kodesh. Other Karbonis, that's not the case. Ish Kiyaktish, Beis Kodesh L'Shem. I even bring a Korban Hoyla. Let's say a person didn't have a B'chal Shas B'Shayi. Their animal doesn't become a Chatos by itself. They have a mitzvah to be not Kishin, to bring it as a Korban. So even within the Chaloisim of Hentesh, you find this idea that sometimes the Torah sets up the model that it happens by itself and we just sign on. And sometimes we create it. You have this identical model, not just by Hektish, in terms of Hektish of Chafatzim, of animals, but by Kedusha's man also. That's the famous command, the Anima Sechas Pesachim. And the Gemara says, why did Chazal institute the Drisach HaBracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos in contrast to Mekadosh Yisroel B'Hazmanim? Why does Yisroel play a role by Yom Tov and not by Shabbos? And the Gemara says, because Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima. Whether the Jews like it or not, Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is going to happen whether we want it or don't want it. Shabbos is Kodesh Memeila. There is a mitzvah for us to be Mekadosh Shabbos. When we recite Kiddush on Friday night, we're signing off on a Kiddush Baruch Hu's Kedusha, but whether there's no Jew in the world that makes Kiddush, Shabbos is still Kodesh. Whereas Kedushas Yom Tovim, the Gemara says, which is an extension of Kedushas Rosh Chodeshim, the din is a Chodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. If Klai Yisrael are not Mekadosh the Chodesh, it's Nishrosh Chodesh. If Klai Yisrael aren't interested in Pesach, it ain't going to come. If for some reason the Jewish people decide we don't want to have Rosh Chodesh, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible bitul ha-mitzvah. But at the end of the day, it's not Rosh Chodesh. So, Kedusha Zman also, sometimes we're called upon to be Mekadosh, and sometimes we're called upon simply to sign off for the pre-existing Kedusha. So, a couple of times, getting back to the world of Allah, back to the world of Lomdus, and the Mechaslinich has done an excellent job in sidelining the Gemara Mesechus Kedusha. Unfortunately, he's done such an excellent job that it sidelined the one Gemara that would have been his greatest source of support. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm sure one of the questions you have to ask Mechaslinich. Why he did this? Why Mitzvah paid out and he did such a good job? He's so good at Mechaslinich, he even got himself into trouble. So, back to the Chometz story. So, we want to make this case that women are Chayavos in Tashbisim. And we think we have something going. We put together a Ramban with Mechaslinich's version of a Ramban against Tad Mishan, against Eretz Chaim's. Mechaslinich sidetracked us with that other Gemara Perish Shvius, which we thought was a great support for this theory. So we still don't quite have a real support for this theory. The best thing we have is that Gemara Perish Shvius going for us right now. Are there any other mitzvahs that are going to fit this model, fit this mold of mitzvahs that you do, but you do to others, other items, other things, other people, etc., that could potentially lead us to support this theory of ours? So we have a little bit more work to do on this theory. Hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow we will begin trying to strengthen both of this theory a little bit more. And we may have to come up with other theories as well in order to explain why women, in fact, most probably are here. Mitzvah tomorrow.